ஓம் நமோ பகவதே வாசுதேவாய, ஓம் நமோ பகவதே வாசுதேவாய, ஓம் நமோ பகவதே வாசுதேவாய. ரீடிங் ஃப்ரம் ஷில பிரபுபாத் லீலாமிருதா, டெவலப்பிங் மாயாபூர். Prabhupada stood on the roof of his Mayapur building, looking over to the birthplace of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, less than a mile away. Actually, he said to Bhavanand Maharaj, their claim to the birthplace of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is not very important. Is Krishna famous for having been born in Mathura? No. He is famous for his activities. Similarly, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is not famous for having been born in Mayapur. He is famous for his activities, for his Sankirtan preaching. This Mayapur Chandrodaya Mandir is the preaching of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Therefore, I want a place that is so attractive because of the activities of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, that everyone will come here. While in Calcutta, before coming to Mayapur, Prabhupada had called several senior disciples into his room. I have had many requests, he had said to them, to translate Chaitanya Bhagavat. But I am going to translate the entire Chaitanya Charitamrita. Is that all right? Oh yes, Prabhupada, Bhavananda Goswami had replied. That's wonderful. Decades ago, Prabhupada had written essays based on the Chaitanya Charitamrita, and over the years, he had translated some of the verses and written purports to them. Then in America, in 1968, he had completed teachings of Lord Chaitanya. A summary study based on certain important passages of Chaitanya Charitamrita. During his stay in Mayapur, however, he began anew a translation and commentary of Krishnadas Kaviraj Chaitanya Charitamrita, beginning with the 7th chapter. As he progressed, he found a wonderful momentum and said he would publish a volume starting with chapter 7 for Lord Chaitanya's appearance day in March. Deciding to complete the entire Chaitanya Charitamrita, he suspended his work on Srimad Bhagavatam. In one of the first verses of 7th chapter, Krishnadas Kaviraj states, "Let me offer my obeisance to Lord Shri Krishna, who has manifested himself in 5, as a devotee, expansion of a devotee, incarnation of a devotee, pure devotee, and the devotional energy." Prabhupada wrote that only way for people to be elevated in love of Krishna in the age of Kali is by the mercy of Panchatattva, or Lord Chaitanya, in his form of 5 personalities. One should offer obeisance to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu by chanting the Panchatattva mantra, Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda, Sri Advaita Gadadara, Gadadara, Sri Vasadi Gauravaktavinda. This mantra should be recited before one chants the Mahamantra, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. There are 10 offenses in the chanting of the Hare Krishna Mahamantra. Prabhupada wrote, but these are not considered in the chanting of the Panchatattva Mantra. One must first take shelter of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, learn the Panchatattva Mahamantra, and then chant the Hare Krishna Mahamantra. Verse after verse of the 7th chapter confirm the essential principle of Sri Prabhupada's mission and attested that he was teaching exactly after the method advised by Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. The characteristics of Krishna are understood to be a storehouse of transcendental love. Although that storehouse of love certainly came with Krishna, when he was present, it was sealed. But when Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came with his other associates, the Panchatattva, they broke the seal and plundered the storehouse to taste transcendental love of Krishna. The more they tasted it, the more their thirst for it grew. Sri Panchatattva themselves danced again and again, and thus made it easier to drink the nectarian love of Godhead. They danced, cried, laughed, and chanted like madmen, and in this way they distributed love of Godhead. Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur commented that a day will come, the Germans, Italians, Europe, all Europeans, Americans, you know, even from Arab countries, they will learn Bangla to study Chaitanya Charitamrita. Right? So, but Srila Prabhupada, by the mercy of Srila Prabhupada, you know, now Prabhupada has translated Chaitanya Charitamrita in English. You know, we are all very fortunate. Without learning Bangla, you know, we are able to read Chaitanya Charitamrita. Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur has read this Chaitanya Charitamrita 108 times. He was very fond of Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati. He wrote Anubhashya, right, by the advice of Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur. Like that. So these are all so Chaitanya, how many of you read, even opened a book of Chaitanya Charitamrita? Have you finished? Please read Chaitanya Charitamrita every day. There is a simply nectar flowing out. It is, you have to simply drink the nectar, you know. You don't have to do anything. Just, anyway, new bhaktas, they should not read. First finish Bhagavatam. Otherwise, Chaitanya Charitamrita, it is found out in a survey that I think last GBC meetings, you know, even many leaders, including many leaders, they didn't read Chaitanya Charitamrita. Very few people in ISKCON, they have read Chaitanya Charitamrita. Right? So it's very important. Many times I told, right, CC means, anybody remembers? CC? Chanting and cooperation. Right? CC, Chaitanya Charitamrita, CC means chanting and cooperation. So, instead of fighting, all the devotees, they should read Chaitanya Charitamrita and all the fightings will be resolved. Because, you know, it's so sweet, Chaitanya Charitamrita pastimes, you know, like that. Other day I was reading Chaitanya Charitamrita, it is mentioned there that, you know, there are two times Haridas Thakur was tested. One time it was by prostitute, another time Maya Devi herself came. You know, she herself came and then she said, "You are a young man, I am a young woman, let us enjoy." She dressed herself very beautifully and then she is giving smiles, you know, very attractively dressed up. You know, she is actually provoking him to lust. Haridas Thakur said, "Let me chant, then I will finish it. I will entertain you." Like this, in the same way, 3 days have passed. You know, then Maya Devi told that actually I am Maya Devi. I am Maya Devi herself. Nobody except you could, you know, overcome my charms. I even bewildered Brahmaji once. You know, hats off to you. Because you are a pure devotee, you know, I can, you know, you can actually, you know, neglect me. Right? So from this incident and earlier incident, one thing we can learn is that Haridas Thakur gave priority to chanting. What? Haridas Thakur gave priority to chanting. And number two, he postponed his enjoyment. Tomorrow. Right? Tomorrow. So the tomorrow never came in his life. Every time the chance comes, he will say tomorrow. Like that, we should follow in his footsteps. You know, postpone enjoyment and give priority to chanting. So while chanting and all, we can, you know, put away our mobile phones. Right? Nowadays it is a disease, right? Jap. Nokia Jap. Right? How many of you do Nokia Jap? Huh? While chanting Hare Krishna, you know. That is called Nokia Jap. Means Jap Nokia. Nokia Jap means Jap Nokia. Well, I have done a... In the night time, you don't charge the phone. You know what? Don't charge your phone in the night time. So as soon as you sit for mangala, chanting, you put it on the charging. You know, it is away, right? Just next to you, there is no charger. So that, you know, you can avoid, you know, checking your WhatsApp and email and read some news. That way you can avoid chanting, you know, Nokia job. Right? So, like that. Anyway, she told Haridas Thakur that now I see that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came and he opened the seal of love of God and then he flooded the entire world with the ocean of love of Krishna. Right? I also want to drown in this ocean of love of Krishna. That's why I came to you. Previously, I was initiated into Ram Nam. Shri Rama Ram Ramehi, Mano Rame Mano Sahasranama Tattulyam, Ramanama Varanane. But she said, Ramanama is known as Taraka Mantra, one which delivers from the material world. So this Ramanama can give only liberation. But Krishna Nama can give Krishna Prema. Right? I want that Krishna Prema. Please initiate me to Hare Krishna Mahamantra. Then she said, if somebody is not taking this opportunity to drown in the ocean of love of Krishna, you know, they will not get this chance again for one kalpa. You know how much is one kalpa? Huh? 1,000? What is the number? 17? One Divya Yuga is equal to? One Divya Yuga is equal to? $43,20,000, right? That is one Divya Yuga. So that means 43 crores 20 lakh years. You will not get this Krishna Prema again. Right? In other Kali Yugas, you, even though you get to chant Hare Krishna or Krishna's name, you can only go to Vaikuntha during those times. This spontaneous devotion service, this Maha, doesn't come with that. You know? Only, that is where Mayadevi is saying that somebody would have misses this chance, then they won't get it again for one kalpa. You are gone. Like that. So very interesting. So Chaitanya Charitamrita, Prabhupada said, you want to know my heart, you read my purports in Chaitanya Charitamrita. Right? So very important scripture. We should have eagerness to read that literature. So for that, first you have to finish Bhagavatam. Right? First read Srimad Bhagavatam. First Bhagavad Gita, then Bhagavatam, then Chaitanya Charitamrita. Bhagavad Gita is graduate study. Bhagavatam is postgraduate study. And then Chaitanya Charitamrita is research, scholar, PhD. Right? Anyway. Last time Rameshwar Prabhu, how he described. They printed Chaitanya Charitamrita. The present Krishna consciousness movement follows the same principle, and therefore, simply by chanting and dancing, we have received good responses all over the world. It is to be understood, however, that this chanting and dancing do not belong to this material world. They are actually transcendental activities. For the more one engages in chanting and dancing, the more he can taste the nectar of transcendental love of Godhead. When Maharaj Prataprudra, he asked, when all the devotees from Bengal, they came, Maharaj Prataprudra requested Sarvam Bhattacharya, please introduce me, who are all these devotees? Means, recognize, I don't know. Sarvam Bhattacharya said, I also don't know so much. My brother-in-law Gopinath Patnaik, he will know. So he took them to on the terrace, all the devotees they came, Advaita Acharya, Nityananda Prabhu, Shivananda Sen, all the devotees, Haridas Thakur. So he was introducing. Then Maharaj Prataprudra commented, I have never seen such devotees with so much effulgence. Each devotee is producing the effulgence like one sun. And I said, I never heard such dancing. I never heard such melodious chanting of Hare Krishna Mahamantra. I have seen so many Prabhupada comments in the purport that there are so many Maharaj Pratapudra, he must have seen so many people, so many groups, you know, chanting, coming to Jagannath Puri during Rath Yatra and all. They were also chanting and all that. But Maharaj Pratapudra was confessing that I have never seen such chanting and dancing like that. So Gopinath Patnaik, he commented, this is actually, this chanting is created by Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And this is Prem Sankirtan. What? This is Prem Sankirtan. So, this is directly come from Golok Vrindavan. Right? Directly come from Golok Vrindavan. Like that, another time Prabhupada writes, that all those devotees who have come to Krishna consciousness movement, they will drown in this ocean of Krishna Prema. All those devotees who are living outside and practicing Krishna consciousness, they will also drown in this ocean of Krishna Prema. All those people who are helping by giving donations, they also will drown in the ocean of Krishna Prema. You know, released by Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in his associates. All those people who are helping by menial services and all, by doing some seva, they also will drown in the ocean of Krishna Prema. Right? All those people who say these Hare Krishnas are very nice, they will also will drown in the ocean of Krishna Prema. But Mayavadis, they will only float. Right? They will only float. So Prabhupada is not a person, you know, who will mince his words. Once Mula Prakriti Mataji, she was narrating for one pastime. Once Srila Prabhupada was in the garden of Los Angeles, and then all the devotees were sitting, and then one Indian gentleman came. You know, he is dressed up in a dhoti and very nice, you know, like that. Prabhupada was very sweet to him. How are you? You know, nice weather, what are you doing? This, that. You know, very sweetly Prabhupada was talking to him very sweetly. And suddenly that Indian gentleman, actually he was some professor in some university, like that. He was saying that I have read Bhagavad Gita and all that. And that professor, in the course of conversation, he said something impersonal. And then Prabhupada became like a lion. What are you saying? Don't you know that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead? He is a Supreme Person? You don't know? Are you not ashamed that, you know, you to masquerading as a teacher? That you, even after you don't know that Krishna is a person, God is a person? How dare you say that is impersonal? Then he started shaking. Said, you are a rascal, you are a demon. Like that he started giving galis and shouting at him. That professor completely melted, saying that then he fell, you know. Yeah, then he said, yes, I am a demon, I am a rascal, I am a fool. Then he started crying. Then he fell at the lotus feet of Prabhupada, and then again he started shouting, you know, I am a demon, I am a fool, I am a rascal. Then Prabhupada did not care for him. Prabhupada just got up and walked away with his disciples. And Mula Prakriti Mataji and all, they were there. And then after some time he got up, he found out that Prabhupada walked away, you know. So, like that, Prabhupada was very particular about, you know, preaching this personalist philosophy. He wouldn't tolerate if somebody comes and tells that Krishna has no form. He just couldn't, will not tolerate. Right? By the phrase of Krishna consciousness movement, Prabhupada spoke not only of his own disciples, and its Krishna Consciousness Society, but also of the movement inaugurated by Lord Chaitanya. Just as the original personality of Godhead and the deity of Krishna in the temple were the same, so the movement of the Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Prabhupada's Krishna Consciousness movement were identical. In distributing love of Godhead, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his associates did not consider who was a fit candidate and who was not, nor where such distribution should or should not take place. They made no conditions. Wherever they got the opportunity, the members of the Panchatattva distributed love of Godhead. For Srila Prabhupada, this verse directly confirmed the instruction he had received from his spiritual master, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati, that people of all births could become Vaishnavas, Brahmanas and Sannyasis. Here was a direct evidence from the scripture, yet Prabhupada, like his own spiritual master, had often received criticism from the caste-conscious Brahmanas of India. With the proof in hand, Prabhupada now challenged his envious critics. There are some rascals who dare to speak against the mission of Lord Chaitanya by criticizing the Krishna Consciousness movement for accepting Europeans and Americans as Brahmanas and offering them sannyas. But here is an authoritative statement that in distributing love of Godhead, one should not consider whether the recipients are Europeans, Americans, Hindus, Muslims, etc. The Krishna Consciousness movement should be spread wherever possible, and one should accept those who thus become Vaishnavas as being greater than Brahmanas, Hindus or Indians. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu desired that his name be spread in each and every town and village on the surface of the globe. Therefore, when the cult of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is spread all over the world, should those who embrace it not be accepted as Vaishnavas, Brahmanas and Sannyasis? These foolish arguments are sometimes raised by envious rascals, but Krishna consciousness devotees do not care about them. We strictly follow the principles set down by the Panchatattva. Another criticism Prabhupada encountered was that his emphasis on proselytizing was actually alien to Indian spirituality. Even Prabhupada's godbrothers had occasionally made such remarks. More often, however, this sentiment came from the impersonalists, who argued that people should be left to conceive of religion in their own ways. Religion, being an internal spiritual affair, should not be propagated by jealous evangelism. Preaching and conversion, they said, were for the Christians, not for followers of Indian religion. In the 7th chapter of Chaitanya Charitamrita, however, Sri Krishna Chaitanya, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, reveals his heart and emotion as the ideal preacher. Although the members of the Panchatattva plundered the storehouse of love of Godhead and ate and distributed the contents, there was no scarcity, for this wonderful storehouse is so complete that as the love is distributed, the supply increases hundreds of times. The flood of love of Godhead swelled in all directions, and thus young men, old men, women and children were all immersed in that inundation. The Krishna consciousness movement will inundate the entire world and drown everyone, whether one be a gentleman, a rogue or even lame, invalid or blind. When the first 5 members of the Panchatattva saw the entire world drowned in love of Godhead and the seed of material enjoyment in the living entities completely destroyed, they all became exceedingly happy. The more the 5 members of the Panchatattva caused the rains of love of Godhead to fall, the more the inundation increased and spread all over the world. One Gaudiya Math devotee asked Prabhupada, if Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is so great, why he himself did not spread Krishna consciousness in the West also? Srila Prabhupada said that he left it for my glory. Right? Prabhupada, he could have done it, but he left it to me so that I will get some glory. Like that. So Prabhupada said, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu already decided that this Krishna consciousness movement will spread Right? He already predicted, right? Prithvite Acharyata Nagaradigram Sarvatra Prachara Vaibha Moranam. Distribute and you get the credit. Right? Distribute my books and then you get the credit. You take the credit. But otherwise, anyway, if you don't distribute my books will pop out on their own. Right? So better you take the credit. Once Srila Prabhupada was talking to Mool Prakriti Mataji, how she was preaching and all that. And then he became very ecstatic that she was distributing so many nice books. Then, meanwhile, some devotees, male devotees came. Then Prabhupada asked, how is your preaching going on in colleges? They said, yes Prabhupada, very nicely it is going on. What you are doing? Said, we are giving lectures, but we are not distributing your books. Then he said, what are you doing? What preaching you are doing? Prabhupada, we are distributing your cookbooks. Cookbooks. But I didn't write those books. But Prabhupada, we compiled some philosophy from your books. But Prabhupada said, it's all nonsense. What is the use of your giving lecture? Once you give a lecture, it will enter one year and goes through other year. Right? Some acronym, you know, ISKCON. ISKCON means Ekhan se Ekhan to chala jayega. Right? So said, better you distribute my books. Right? Prabhupada, they are not allowing. Said, no. Said, then what is the use of your preaching if you are not distributing my books? That's why the, right? Once you go to give a lecture, how do you know that the program is successful? You can consider your program is successful if you can distribute Srila Prabhupada books, at least one book. Even if somebody takes at least one book, that means your program is successful. You give a very nice lecture and then not even one book goes, that means your program is a flop. Right? That is the litmus test. Like that. This was Srila Prabhupada's spirit in training young men and women in the International Society for Krishna Consciousness. And he was offering these words of Lord Chaitanya to strengthen all the Lord's devotees. The members of the Krishna Consciousness movement should be confident that by preaching purely, they would meet with success. Prabhupada was confident. Here were the words of Shastra, words spoken by Supreme Personality of Godhead. And Prabhupada's personal experience confirmed the same. Thus he could write. Our Krishna Consciousness movement was started single-handedly and no one provided for our livelihood. But at present, we are spreading hundreds and thousands of dollars all over the world and the movement is increasing more and more. Although jealous persons may be envious, if we stick to our principles and follow the footsteps of the Panchatattva, this movement will go on unchecked by imitation swamis, sannyasis, religiousness, philosophers or scientists, for it is transcendental to all material considerations. Therefore, those who propagate the Krishna Consciousness movement should not be afraid of such rascals and fools. The verses of the 7th chapter describe a worldwide inundation of Krishna Consciousness. Thus, the objections that Europeans and Americans could not become Brahmanas or sannyasis would be swept away at Lord Chaitanya's mercy flooded the entire world. Nothing could check it. The words of Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami intensified Prabhupada's desire to base his worldwide movement in the land where Lord Chaitanya appeared and began his Sankirtan movement. The Panchatattva had begun in Navadvip and from here the waves of love of Godhead were swelling outward. In Sridhar Mayapur, there is sometimes a great flood after the rainy season. This is indication that from the birthplace of Lord Chaitanya, the inundation of love of Godhead should spread all over the world, for this will help everyone, including old men, young men, women and children. The Krishna Consciousness movement of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is so powerful, it can inundate the entire world and interest all classes of men in the subject of love of Godhead. Srila Prabhupada was talking to Moola Prakriti Mataji and then he asked, what do you tell them? you know, because he was very pleased with her. What do you tell them while preaching? I tell Prabhupada that, you know, this is a transcendental book. You know, if you read this book, you will get love of Godhead. And then Prabhupada was so blissful. Yes, yes, you should tell directly from Srimad Bhagavatam. Then he said, he told his assistant, bring first canto Bhagavatam. Then he took out the verse, Krishna Damopagate. You know, see, Krishna, when he went, he took dharma and religion and, you know, all this, you know, jnana and all. But he left this book, Srimad Bhagavatam. You know, it will, you know, give the, those who are blind in the Kali Yuga, it will give the light. Like that. You should, you know, see, Bhagavatam is preaching himself, he told Mula Prakriti Mataji. Yeah? Then Prabhupada said, I am very excited to read Bhagavatam. And if you tell them, you also will be excited to read Bhagavatam. Like that. So Prabhupada said, Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Prabhu, one Prabhupada disciple, he was giving lecture in Mayapur. He was telling, Prabhupada told, you know, by hook or crook, somehow, you know, this book should go. You know, this book should go so that people will get benefit. You know, otherwise, people, if they don't give money for this book, and they will spend that money for some sense gratification, which will take them to hell. Right? In the 7th chapter of Adilila, Prabhupada found many other evidences authorizing ISKCON under the principles of Lord Chaitanya's teachings and activities. Krishnadas Kaviraj says that Lord Chaitanya's taking sannyas was a trick for delivering certain classes of society who would otherwise not have shown him respect. Prabhupada in his commentary explained that he also had devised schemes for offering the benefits of Krishna consciousness to as wide a spectrum of society as possible, and he cited his acceptance of women into the Krishna consciousness movement. Therefore, it is a principle, he wrote, that a preacher must strictly follow the rules and regulations laid down in the Shastra, at the same time devise a means by which the preaching work to reclaim the fallen may go on with full force. So many devotees in Gaudiya Math, they were criticizing Srila Prabhupada that women also were given Brahmin initiation and they were given equal status to men in the Hare Krishna movement, ISKCON, and they were also chanting and dancing along with men. And then Prabhupada was so daring that he is the first personality to open a Brahmacharini ashram which doesn't exist in Vedas, Vedic culture, Brahmacharini ashram. Right? Prabhupada was actually very worried about one girl. She used to come every day and then, you know, come to Prabhupada and all that. Once she asked Prabhupada, something like that. Do offenses happen in Golok Vrindavan also? Something like that she asked. Prabhupada said, she wants to go to Golok Vrindavan. He told her, blessed her, that, you know, Krishna will kiss you one day. Like that. Then her parents are not caring for anything. Then she was, you know, so much in disarray, you know, trouble. Prabhupada said, let us open a Brahmacharini ashram, you know, where these girls will go? Because American society is so bad, you know. So, to the God brothers who are criticizing Prabhupada, that, you know, men and women are mixing, Prabhupada told, let them go to West and preach, then they will know. Right? Because this kind of discrimination you cannot do in America. You know, men and women, you know, like that. So, Prabhupada had to face lot of criticism from his own God brothers. Right? One, Prabhupada was very upset. One of his disciples of some sannyasi in Chennai, he wrote a very harsh letter to Srila Prabhupada saying that, you know, why are you wearing, you know, gold ring, you know, when you know, many nasty things he mentioned. Like that, they are all very envious of Prabhupada, his own God brothers and all that. Then Rachidanaru was saying that when he was there in Vrindavan, he started little bit associating with Ban Maharaj. And then later on, there is one devotee, Rishikesh, he also came. He joined him. So Ban Maharaj, he deserted, that Rishikesh deserted army, because at that time Vietnam War was going on, and all the Americans, they were forced. And then Ban Maharaj threatened him that better you follow my, whatever I am saying, otherwise I will turn you over to your American government. So he gave him initiation, and Siddha Pranali mantra also he gave. You know, then he says, this is your Sakhi Bhava or whatever, and then, you know, like this. Like that Siddha Pranali. So actually, up to Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Sathakur, it is mentioned that they are all advanced devotees. They used to give Siddha Pranali. But Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Sathakur said, Kali Yuga is advancing, now no more Siddha Pranali, you just be a servant. Just be a servant. Later on you practice Krishna consciousness, then your Swarupa will be revealed to you. Like that. So that is why he condemned. But this Ban Maharaj and all, you know, he started, you know, blackmailing, and you know, some of the Prabhupada disciples he captured. So Prabhupada wrote a letter that, you know, if you follow him, that will be a spiritual death to you. Then he instructed Achyutananda Prabhu, go to you know, Sridhar Maharaj. You know, so he was only well-wisher of Prabhupada, you know, Sridhar Maharaj. Otherwise many of his god brothers, they opposed Srila Prabhupada. And like that. But that Rishikesh did not listen to him, it seems. So he was saying that, Achyutananda Prabhu was saying that in Sant Radhakund, there is one Mahant. That Mahant was selling Gopi Bhav, this you know, Siddha Pranali mantra, for few dollars. And then many people they have taken, and then he was saying, one devotee asked another devotee, what is your Siddha Pranali mantra and who is your, you know, leader? He said, you know, Lalitaji is my leader, I have to wear green sadi, wear bangles and chant so and so mantra. Then so and so name. I said, then the other devotee asked, what is your Siddha Pranali? Are the same thing he told me. And then he asked many devotees, they said, this is the same thing he told me. Like that, you know, lot of cheating takes place. Like, you know, in the name of Siddha Pranali and all that. So don't, that is why Chaitanya Mahaprabhu advised Jagadananda Pandit. Once, you know, Jagadananda Pandit, he made a pilt made of some cotton and all. So because Mahaprabhu, being a very strict sannyasi, became very thin and sleeping on the floor. He, you know, Jagadananda Pandit wanted that, you know, Mahaprabhu would sleep very nicely. He said, Mahaprabhu rejected that, you know, I am a sannyasi, why are you giving all these comforts? You want me to sleep on Dunlop bed? No way. So he threw it away. So Jagadananda Pandit became very upset, you know, he is Satyabhama in Krishna's pastimes. So once Jagadananda Pandit was very angry, and then he was fasting for three days, then Mahaprabhu sent a message that, Jagadananda, I want to eat prasadam cooked by with your own hands. Please cook for me. Then Jagadananda Pandit cooked. Then he was, many preparations he made. So he was started, kept on serving. Then Mahaprabhu said, Jagadananda, I ate three times more than what I usually eat. Because Mahaprabhu was saying, if he doesn't eat, you know, he will become upset again and he will complete, you know, keep fasting. Like that. So Jagadananda Pandit later on said, okay, you don't want to sleep on my bed, please give me permission to go to Vrindavan. Mahaprabhu said, you are angry with me, that's why you want to leave me and go. No way, you can't go. He said, no, Mahaprabhu, I actually want to, I have a desire for many years, you know, to go to Vrindavan. Like that. Then finally he agreed. Mahaprabhu told him two things, please understand. Said, don't stay in Vrindavan for a long time. Don't stay in Vrindavan for a long time. I said, don't mix with local people. Right? Vishnu, even if you go to Vrindavan, Vishnu speak to all these Babajis and local residents. Go to Vrindavan, associate with ISKCON devotees, see some places and come back. Right? Like that. Otherwise, there are so many critics of ISKCON, they will pollute your mind. Anyway, from Mayapur, Srila Prabhupada went to Calcutta. He wrote to Tamal Krishna Goswami, there is a suggestion by Shyam Sundar that I may go to London for meeting very important men. There is this new house given us by George, but I want to make some definite settlement of Bombay affairs before I return to Europe or America. If there is a suitable place for me to stay for a few days in Bombay, I can go there immediately and from there I may go to London. While considering his itinerary, Prabhupada passed some days in the Calcutta temple on Albert Road. He was very free about allowing people to see him. And his room was often filled with local Bengalis as well as his own disciples, seated on the white sheet before him. In the evenings he would go, even when it meant riding for miles through congested parts of the city, to spend an hour in someone's home preaching Krishna consciousness. Srila Prabhupada's sister, Bhavatarini, would also visit the Calcutta temple to see her beloved brother and, as usual, to cook for him. One day, however, a few hours after eating her kachoris, Prabhupada felt sharp pains in his stomach. He closed his doors and went to bed. His followers became very concerned. When his servant Shrutakirti came into the room, he found him tossing. Srila Prabhupada, what's wrong? My stomach, Prabhupada replied. That coconut kachori, it was not cooked. The seizure continued all night, and several devotees continually massaged Prabhupada's body, especially his stomach. But with every breath, he would moan. Pishima was standing by, but Prabhupada's disciples feared her presence, thinking she might want to cook something else for him, even in his illness. Prabhupada asked the picture of Lord Nrisimha be taken from the altar and put beside his bed. Some devotees feared that Prabhupada might be about to pass away. The next morning, when his illness continued, the devotees called for the local Kaviraj. The old Kaviraj came and diagnosed Prabhupada's illness as severe blood dysentery. He left medicine, but it was ineffectual. Later, when Prabhupada called Bhavananda to his room, requested fried puris with little patala, an Indian vegetable similar to a small quash, and salt, Bhavananda protested. Such fried foods would be the worst thing for him. Prabhupada said that this was the blood dysentery cure his mother had given him during his childhood. He then called for his sister and, speaking to her in Bengali, told her to prepare puris and patala. A few hours after taking the food, Prabhupada again called Bhavananda. He was feeling better. My mother was right. Prabhupada said, if you are having severe cold, you take jalebi, hot jalebi. Right? You get every Sunday in sweet stall. Next time you get cold, you can take. If you have tooth pain, you can eat ice cream. Prabhupada told me. The old Kaviraja came and diagnosed Prabhupada's illness as severe. A lengthy telegram arrived from Shyam Sundara glorifying the preaching opportunities that awaited Prabhupada in London, where he would be picked up at the airport in a helicopter and flown to the main event, the greatest Rathyatra ever held. The parade would proceed down Piccadilly Lane, climaxing under a large pavilion at Trafalgar Square. The telegram went on to say that millions of Englishmen, including certain very, very important people, were eager to see Srila Prabhupada, and that arrangements were underway for Prabhupada to instruct the Queen's eldest son, Prince Charles, in Krishna consciousness. Some of the promises were exaggerated, Srila Prabhupada knew, but his desire to preach again in London was strong. George Harrison had given the devotees a large estate 45 minutes outside the London, and Prabhupada spoke of going there and installing deities of Radha and Krishna on Janmashtami day. Even now, over a month before Janmashtami, he was feeling deeply affected by Shyam Sundara's invitation. Although still exhausted from dysentery, he considered flying immediately to London. Calling in those GBC secretaries and sannyasis with him in Calcutta, sitting up in bed while they sat before him on the floor, Prabhupada asked their advice. They concluded that he should go to a healthier climate, Los Angeles or Hawaii, to rest and recuperate. Prabhupada mightily agreed, as his advisor decided. Hawaii would be the best place, a place where the climate was ideal and where he would have few interruptions. Suddenly, however, he sat up straighter. He would return to the West, he said, but to London, not to Hawaii, not to recuperate, but to preach. Let me strike while the iron is hot, he said. I think that is an English maxim. If you do that, then you can keep the iron in shape. In the West, people are fed up. So, we want to give them spiritual enlightenment. Prabhupada had immediately convinced his disciples with his forceful statements. There are two misleading theories in the West. One is that life comes from matter, and the other is that there is no life after death. You can just enjoy this life. They say everything is matter. So, as this Krishna consciousness movement grows, the communists will be curbed down. People say they are trying for unity, but they have no brains to see how this will achieve unity. They have formed a big complicated League of Nations and now United Nations, but they all fail. But the simple method of Pratyatra all over the world, it is spreading. Jagannatha means Lord of the Universe. So Lord Jagannath is now international God through ISKCON. Therefore, I want to go to the West and give them these things. Although Prabhupada appeared physically unfit to fly to London to the active preaching that awaited him, his disciples submitted, accepting this as another miracle by Krishna. Prabhupada told I gave Lord Jagannath to these Westerners because his Archana is very, he is not very strict about the worship methods and rules and regulations. So Lord Prabhupada mentioned that when those who are eating fish at home, they can keep Lord Jagannath, Baldev, Subhadra because they are very, very, very merciful. Like that. Achyutananda Prabhu was saying that in his youthful days, he was into meditation, yoga, Buddhism and all kinds of meditation and all that. So, but he was not satisfied. And then somebody suggested to him that, you know, there is one Swami in 22nd Second Avenue. He was there and he was introducing people to chanting Hare Krishna. So he came searching. Then he found this place, Matchless Gift. Then he peeped into that place and there is one couple. Is this 22nd Second Avenue? Then he said, that couple commented that, pilgrim, your search has ended. Your search has ended. So he came and Prabhupada was sitting in lotus position. He was talking about how to become free from all bodily designations. How you are not this body, you are the soul, and all that. Anyway, many times I told this. Then after that, he was thinking, then Prabhupada was so expert at that time, you know, they didn't have any money and all. He would cut one apple only, you know, and distribute everybody. He will take one piece, and Prabhupada knew how many people, how many pieces, like that only. Right? Then everybody who sees Prabhupada, you know, it's magical, you know, for them. They have never seen such a personality. He would eat orange and spit that, and exactly go and fall in the dustbin. And some other devotees tried, but it never, they could never do that. They could never do that. So all the kirtan was going on. After that, they are all dancing in ecstasy. Then he asked Brahmanand Prabhu, now Swamiji, after the kirtan is over and all, prasadam was distributed. He asked Brahmanand Prabhu, now will he teach meditation now, dhyana? So Brahmanand Prabhu told him, don't trust a sadhu who is not dancing. You heard this, right? Huh? Don't trust a sadhu who is not dancing. So the meaning is that if somebody, if a sadhu is teaching a meditation and he is not dancing into the tunes of Hare Krishna Mahamantra, he is a cheater. Right? He is a cheater. Like that. So later on Prabhupada started coming and all. Prabhupada taught first, you know, cooking and all to Kirtanananda Maharaj at the time, and then Achyutananda Prabhu. Then they would cook prasad and distribute and all like that. Then later on Achyutananda Prabhu said, those who don't enjoy prasadam, those sadhus don't enjoy prasadam, also could not be trusted. Right? Because they are all into so much. I don't think they were doing Nirjala Ekadasi and all at that time. Right? There was no. Jayadrath Maharaj was saying that on Ekadasi we used to have very nice feast. Better than ordinary days. Like that. So they were all into prasadam, you know. Bhakti Siddhanta Prabhu was saying that one day Jayananda Prabhu told what's his name, one devotee, said, come, you know, we'll go to jail for preaching. They had some preaching engagement in the jail. Then he said, why don't you cook some samosas and gulab jamuns and Simply Wonderfuls, we'll distribute them. Like that. He said, okay. So while going, said, Prabhu, why don't you give something for taste, samosas and all that? So they said, they started tasting samosas and gulab jamun and Simply Wonderful. When they reached the jail, the jailer said, no food is allowed inside. I hope you don't have any food. So when they check the container, and all the containers are empty. Jayananda Prabhu swallowed everything. Like that. Anyway, Hare Krishna. Thank you. I hope you are all observing Nirjala Ekadasi. Best of luck. There, many on WhatsApp you get message, you know. Happy Nirjala Ekadasi. I don't know what is happy about. How can you have happy Nirjala Ekadasi? There was some joke, you know, after Nirjala Ekadasi on Dwadashi day, many devotees, they hesitate to sing Tulsi Aarti. Kyunki yani kani chapa pani, pani pani. Hare Krishna.